Philip Semple, Pierre, to the Georgian Care, today's date is 06-18-1970. This is a 54-year-old female here with cough, period. Patient said this has been going on for about 2 weeks. Came in today because she says the cough is worse today. Says cough is productive of green sputum and reports a headache when she coughs. Said the headache is not the worst of her life. It's pressure-like, located behind her left eye and in her left maxillary sinus and in the left frontal sinus region. Says she has had sinus infection before and this feels similar. She said headache is approximately 4/10. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports chills, myalgia. Next line. She denies travel history, denies bloody sputum, denies weight loss or night sweats, period. However, she indicated the cough is worse at night and will experience the pressure-like headache whenever she coughs at night, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, my physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 95/58. Pulse 74, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, face, tendon, maxillary, and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph, no, the next line, same line, no erythema, no swelling on her face. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate is present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes/bronchi. No use of accessory muscles, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, none distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. She has no calf edema or tendinitis to palpation in bilateral calf, negative home and sign, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute rhinitis, number 2 is acute sinusitis, number 3 is myalgia, number 4 is sinus headache, number 5 acute bronchitis, number 6 acute cough, period. Patient was offered injection of Rocephin and dexamethasone in the clinic. She declined, indicated, quote, I do not like injections, close quote. Next paragraph, patient was given a nebulizer treatment consisting of albuterol and Atrovent. After nebulizer treatment, she was reevaluated. She reports a little shakiness, but otherwise says she's doing a little better. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily in the morning for 10 days. Number 10, next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID, PRN for headache and myalgia. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has not, she was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.